This portion of the podcast is going to be dedicated on the Gizmo Project. There have been some slight changes, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time reviewing the whole product like I did in podcast number 3. Before I go into this, I want to say that this is also going to be submitted to the folks at Blind Cool Tech. Let me do a quick biography of myself real quick for those people who are new to the Blind Cool Tech. My name is Jared Reimer, and I did a segment for you guys, as well as my technology podcast, which you may find at technology.menvy.org. That's technology.menvy.org. I did a full-blown review of the Gizmo Project. See podcast 3 for a full copy of the review, as well as anything else I had in that podcast. This segment is going to cover some slight changes, but it's not going to be very lengthy. Gizmo version 2.0 came out this past month, and we have some new changes in the way the program operates. It is basically the same, but some of the menu options and the login screen has changed, so I am going to only do those portions of the review again. Right now, Gizmo is not running on my system. At least I don't think it is. It is not. So, without any further ado, I will go ahead and launch it. I am going to be on my desktop, and what you just heard were clicks to signify that now you're hearing what I'm hearing. So I'm going to hit G to go to my Gizmo Project.
G, Gizmo Project.
And I'll press Enter.
61.
And it's going to launch.
Dialogue. Gizmo Project login. Login using my current account name. Radio button. Check.
Now this screen is basically the same. The only difference...
Stereo.
That
zero,
is...
00150.
Major difference. I don't know what the 115 is on the bottom.
00125.
Maybe that's, you know, Gold Wave. But there's an
Remember
option
my
here.
Name and password on this computer. Checkbox. Check.
That option you remember from last, but this is the new option.
Login to asterisk. PBX or other voice service. Checkbox. Unchecked. Configure. Configure.
And what that does, you can also go to those by pressing your tab key, just like you would before. Gizmo version 2.0 now allows you to log into these systems so that businesses can use their services. Now, I'm going to go ahead and press enter on the... login, since that defaults to OK. It knows my username and password. So in just a moment, the program should launch. I think, actually.
Login to asterisk, PBX.
Okay, there it goes. Enter will work. Now, the main screen is all the same. You've got the same tabs that you did before.
Contacts. Edit. Volume control. 400 of Gizmo Project.
The contacts. The home, the call, the conferencing, and the dial pad. But the menus have changed just a little bit.
File F pull down. Log out O. Exit X.
Log out and exit are in the file menu.
Close. Edit E pull down.
Edit has
my profile. M dialog. Change ringtone. Power dialog. Voicemail settings. V dialog. Call forwarding. F dialog. Change password. P dialog. Options O. Set up secondary account desk.
Now that's different. Set up secondary account. And when you press enter on it.
Menu closed. GSY. Button. Dialog. Gizmo. To set up Gizmo project to log into your office phone system or other voice service, you have to log out. Would you like to do this now? Default.
So that's what this is, and you can set up a secondary account to do this.
And enter.
So I'm going to say
button.
No.
Dialog. Edit box.
And
file F. Edit. Contacts pull down.
Contacts should be the same.
Edit contact. View profile disabled. Add contacts wizard. Search for member. Import contacts. Call Gizmo project Z disabled. Call Zip Z disabled. Call home phone Z disabled. Call mobile phone Z disabled. Leave voicemail L disabled. Send instant message. Block B disabled. Manage block users M. Invite a friend F.
So there are a few changes. Such as call home, mobile, cell, SIP, and Gizmo. Those are all new.
Menu close. Call a pull down. Hang up, disconnect, record call, hold H, mute M.
Those are the same.
Menu close. Mute pull down. Dial pad D, call drawer C. Contact size F, source contacts S pull down. Group contacts G check, show offline contacts G check. Compact view C, minimize the tray, menu, help pull down. Online, getting started G. Gizmo project website, report the problem R, about Gizmo project. Menu closed.
So those are what's new. For a full-blown review of this product, I suggest that people get my full review by going to my blog and searching for Podcast 3, or they may go to the Blind Cool Tech site and doing a search for that. I understand they have made some changes, but I don't have the original. The original is in my podcast. So, there you go. They've made some few changes, but not too many. Like I stated, the call menu. If you're in your contact list, you click in your contact, you can actually tell it now what number to dial. I believe enter will dial whatever the default number is. But now you can dial a specific one by specifying in the call menu. That's basically what's new. Any questions, please email me at tech@menvi.org. That's tech@menvi.org. Give me a call at 866-824-7876. My username on the Gizmo project is CODEAMER. I haven't been on there as of late very much, but when I do pop on there, please feel free to give me a call. Take care, everybody, and this will complete this minor review for Gizmo version 2.0. The website before I go for the Gizmo project is www.gizmoprojects.com. And it is a subsidiary of sipphone.com, www.siphone.com. All right, folks, that's going to do it for me. I'm Jared Reimer. So long.